time for us three guys sit down and bitch about movies, talk about the games we played. It's so much fun, it's groovy. Discuss the music that we've heard. I hope this song will end fast. I'm sure all our opinions will contrast. It's the Media Cast.
That is a good point.
Welcome to Holiday Cast.
The festivest place in the world.
Where you tune in to get all of your holiday. No, we're not going to call this Holiday Cast.
Nope.
Just kidding. Media Cast, bitches. We're back in black.
None of us are wearing black.
I'm just going to laugh. I wear it all black, Daniel.
No, you're not.
This is black stripe and black pants. Maybe they're just a little faded for your eyes. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys. Dan doesn't see colors.
That's right.
He's colorblind.
And not a racist.
Quite literally. Jesus.
It's a horrible start.
I've missed you guys.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
How have you been? I'll start with you, Dan. What's new?
I've been busy over the break.
Actually busy. Daniel, yeah. Wow.
Been saving the world, you know?
Yeah.
Killed Gaddafi.
Thank
killed
you.
Killed Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
You know, doing my civic duty.
So guys, I mean, okay, 2011's been great. We got...
no. Year in review.
Okay, we got Osama.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Okay. We got Gaddafi.
You're welcome again.
We got Kim Jong-il.
Even though that was...
Yeah? Wait, we got him.
Hey, Dan, I just got back yesterday.
Dan made it look...
Check off.
He made it look natural.
Also...
Because I'm that good, people.
Voldemort, guys.
Got him.
They were the last on the list.
Thank you.
2011,
thank,
man.
Thank you, Chris.
I didn't see the last Harry Potter, so you just...
I was going to give you credit for that.
Yeah.
Well, let's be honest.
I only read up to book two, so I didn't... Yeah.
Well...
I thought it was going to win. So we spent all these movies.
Yeah, that would be
inevitable where Voldemort just wins.
What, seven books and then...
Oh, that would have been great.
How many?
See you later.
Is it eight movies?
Eight movies, seven books.
Yeah.
With the last one, two.
Stupid.
So we got them all, guys.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to spoil it for you. Kim Jong-il, however, apparently his only weakness was a fan left on in his bedroom.
Wait, what?
He was killed. He died of like a draft.
What?
I don't know.
I told you I was good.
He died of a draft.
I don't know. It was something like overnight. Like he just died in his sleep, right?
Like the aliens from Mars, he died of a cold.
That's right. Like something like you'd hear like people dying from like the 1800s or something. Like he died of consumption. Or just like those kind of like...
He was consumed by the plague.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what they were referring to.
Yeah.
He was consumed by the devil.
He was consumed by the draft.
Because this is Middle Ages and the devil is a thing.
Well, it's fucking Middle Ages in North Korea.
If we started...
They haven't discovered electricity yet.
If we started referring to people dying as they were consumed, I would be totally for it. That'd be the fucking coolest thing ever.
Wait,
did you guys
from
hear?
The ups from the depths of hell, arms come up and just drag you down.
Man, Heath Ledger was consumed last night.
Rest in peace.
2011, Heath Ledger references. Here we go.
I know this is stupid because I'm the one who brought it up, but what is consumption?
I don't know.
Don't call us up.
I always thought like
words.
I always thought it was like another term of dying from alcoholism. Like he died from drinking too much. But I don't know if that's what it is because I think
so.
I'm gonna look up
consumption on my phone, but we all know where this leads. I'll eventually just be looking at pictures of Hit Girl.
Call back.
Okay.
That's for the old fans.
Consumption may refer to
eating too much.
Economics. Oh, fuck. Look at you. Okay, consumption, an archaic name for pulmonary tuberculosis.
What?
Consumption, tuberculosis. So, there's a connection there.
I guess.
You've heard it somewhere.
Yeah, well, like, I hear it in Boardwalk Empire or something, but...
Well, tuberculosis probably existed in that show.
No, it didn't.
Causes.
I invented it last week. Causes of consumption.
Dead air.
What am I I doing again? I'm just like, oh, jeez. So you've been busy.
Yeah, saving the world.
What were we talking?
I don't know. We just went
what,
on a
what
tangent.
Have you been doing in the time that we last recorded until now?
Which was like 6 months ago, right? Yeah. Almost, maybe 5 or 6 months ago.
Yes, I've been productive. What have you guys been doing?
It's been a while. I got engaged.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies, Justin is off the market.
I strapped a ring on that finger. I tied a bow on that and
wrapped her up like a Christmas present
and brought her home to the parents and said, "Mine. This is mine. I'm keeping this forever." Well, that happened recently. There's been a lot else going on. Shit, man. I don't know. I don't think it's been fine. We've been off for a while because I don't literally think I've watched like any movies in between. Not a single goddamn movie in like the last 6 months. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Good job. Like,
I don't know what I've been doing. I've been playing a lot of games and stuff, but movie wise, a lot came out this year.
We've seen you guys. Being Chris and I have seen a bunch of movies, but.
I don't remember. I remember the last one we watched was Skyline, and someone's at the door.
No, Christmas delivery. Christmas delivery.
Is that UPS? Who is it?
It's
some guy just delivering it. Christmas man.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to hold on to this for a while.
Yeah, I'll be back after the New Year.
But yeah, like, what was last movie that we saw was Skyline.
Skyline,
awful yeah. movie.
Was that this year?
No,
last year.
We just rented that one. It was between that one and the other one we rented was called I Spit on Your Grave.
Oh yeah.
Wait, why? I was not made aware that you rented a movie called I Will Spit on Your Grave.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I just picked it based off the title. That's and then an I awesome looked at the title. Back. It was just about like, oh, this girl who gets brutally raped like
it's,
throughout the whole movie.
Gets revenge. It was one of the influences for Kill Bill.
This one looked fairly recent.
Oh no,
this is
a
like
remake.
A direct DVD.
It's a remake.
Yeah.
I Spit on Your Grave is an old like 70s.
Yeah,
like,
no, this one's like a direct DVD probably remake.
Sure.
Yeah. So yeah.
Made by Asylum?
Oh, probably. My favorite movie studio.
Oh, it's the best. Transmorphers and Transmorphers
and
2.
And The Da Vinci Treasure.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, that's not a real thing?
And Snakes on a Train.
You're kidding me. They actually
that,
those
yeah, well, Snakes on a Train is a real thing.
The whole Transmorphers.
Yeah, and Alien versus Hunter.
Or Predator versus Schmalien. Schmalien and Schmredator.
No, they just do the regular movie, but they don't say schma at that point.
Sure, you can't sue us.
Yeah.
They're two different things. I have no idea what you're talking about. The Schmalians. Finally finished The Wire. We can talk about that later.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I know, it took me long enough.
Good program.
I'm kind of losing interest in television shows.
Yep.
Like, as much as I love it, like, I haven't been caught up with South Park. I am kind of really losing steam on Fringe.
Uh-oh.
I hate to say it. The Office, I'm episodes behind. Like, all the stuff I was soaked on every week, I just kind of like...
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Maybe I don't have as much time anymore and kind of priorities getting straight, but...
And really, the only stuff that I care about now is, like, 2 or 3 shows on FX.
Sure.
Being Archer, The League, and I guess Always Sunny. But other than that,
yeah.
I can get all that stuff online for free anyways.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, and then for me, it's since I moved, I don't have TV in my apartment. So mm-hmm. I get everything through.
What's TV?
It's a box that you put in your house and it streams video
content.
It's
got funny pictures.
Like a
that
computer.
You look at. Yeah. It's,
exactly.
The internet.
It's a computer without a keyboard.
What? get out of town. Chris, son, what have you been up to before we get into watching what you have been? What you been up to these past 6 months?
Just going to school.
You moved.
Moved
up to Orange.
Orange.
Yeah, dude. Living
Let me
on
give
your
my
own.
Address so everyone
yeah,
can have
555.
It.
Yeah, 555.
Fake Street.
Ooh, Fake Street's a good name.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's
actually
actual...
it's fairly dangerous.
Fake Street. Yeah.
But just, yeah, going to school, moved, work, no girlfriend, so that's
ladies
sad.
So you're free to be
just
you.
Be in my apartment just by myself. Just be in your apartment
by yourself.
Yeah.
Plenty of... So I'm sure you've watched plenty of movies.
I've watched plenty of media. That is
so many movies,
true.
Guys.
So many movies. So many...
So many movies.
So many movies where the men cry tears through their penis.
Oh, that's depressing.
Oh, so you have been watching stuff then?
I've been watching a lot of, like, television, actually. But it's, like, all through my computer. Yeah. Like, I'm sad to say, but I actually watched on Netflix all 5 seasons that were available of How I Met Your Mother. And that show is... I don't like sitcoms. That one's actually fairly good.
Okay, now that you say that, because my fiance's been, like, bugging me about it forever. Like, she loves the show.
Yeah.
You gotta watch it. It's so funny. It's so funny. I'm like, okay, I'll get around to it. And then they went on... Watch instantly. I'm like, maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah.
I just don't care about sitcoms.
I know. Neither do I, but it was just like engaging enough for me to keep watching episode after episode. And I love Jason Segel. I really think he's funny.
Mm-hmm.
And NPH is pretty funny. He's a little kind of like a one note character though.
Well, that's what he does. He plays the straight ladies man.
Yeah.
Like,
to the extreme.
But then there's also and there's also actually some good, like, because it's comedy, but then there's also some good, like, serious moments as well and stuff, so not like all the time, but what have you.
Yeah.
So
speaking of sitcoms, actually I watched about, like, randomly the 4th season of Will and Grace.
Really?
I fucking loved that show.
Where is that available?
Well, my fiance's roommate had, like, the 4th
season.
4th season, and we, like, cranked through it. I'm like, this is a really good show.
Yeah.
Laughing.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. All
right.
But it was kind of, because I think it was close to the last season, and they were kind of getting into heavy, like, cameos.
Okay.
Like, movie star cameos.
Which one is... Okay, so there's Will and Grace, and then there's
Darman Gregg.
Which one is which?
Okay,
Will and Grace is the gay... The gay guy and the girl are, like, best friends.
Yeah, they live together, they're best friends, and then there's the other...
The other gay guy.
Yeah,
who's kind of the wacky guy.
And then the... I'm not remembering any names.
And then that one lady that you see in everything.
Voice.
Yeah, you see her in everything.
And Darman Gregg was just that dumb... Like, were they together or were they roommates?
I don't know, but, like, wasn't one, like, the guy was, like, straight-laced and the girl's like, I'm a free spirit?
Yeah, that's kind of, I think that was the thing.
Wackiness ensues.
Yeah. But don't be confused by this.
No, but I remember watching a few episodes of that show. It's pretty funny.
So, How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah. So
for 5 seasons.
5 seasons.
Five seasons of How...
Wow, you must have really liked How I Met Your Mother.
I freaking cranked through it in, like, 2 weeks. Yeah,
because
I would just, like, because I'd get off work at, like, because it's Christmas and I'm working at Kohl's.
And you don't
like,
have
I'm
a there girlfriend.
Till I'm not. Yeah, and I don't have a girlfriend. So
How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your Mother was there to comfort me. Yeah,
I want to meet someone. When I'm home. The story.
How am I going to meet my future children's mother?
It's hard for you to tell no story to no kids.
Yes. How I met my ex-wife.
How I met myself. Alone every night when I came home from work.
Yeah. So, and then I get off at like 12:30, get home around 1, and I can't fall asleep, so crank out a few episodes of that show. Puts you right to sleep.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure that bottle of Jack helps.
Yeah, actually it does.
It helps the tears. Helps the tears.
Pause for an evening.
Oh, God. But so that's all sad and depressing.
Yeah, but I've been, like, going through... Because now I only have Netflix Instant. I'm starting to run out of stuff to watch on there. Because, like, they haven't updated anything. And, I don't know, a lot of the movies that are in my Instant queue are movies that I've already seen before.
Yeah. I feel
Netflix... It seems like they cycle through the same stuff.
Yeah. I feel Netflix is in this position where they need to step up the availability of what... is watch instantly.
Absolutely. Especially now that they split it up.
They split it off, and thank God that the Quickster.
Yeah, like, how long did that last? Like, a week?
And how quickly that was brushed under the rug, man.
Yeah.
I swear to God. That came out, I thought it was, like, the biggest news ever. I didn't know if I liked it or hated it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, That is a huge deal. They're going to split this off, call it a different name.
Yeah.
Like, Netflix is streaming only, and then Quickster will deliver your DVDs quickly.
DVDs and eventually video
games. Goddamn stupid name.
What's the point of that? Like,
well, clearly there was none. They fucking,
they got rid of that super fast.
And yeah. And they wrote a huge, the head
guy. Oh, the apology letter. The apology letter. To all the members, yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah. Like, sorry, we I don't know what we were thinking. We had a few too many. Night before.
Somebody accidentally hit post on the webpage.
Our R&D guy said, I don't know what the fuck, Quickster. What you guys, okay, one company's too convenient. Let's make two companies.
We need to split our
also,
stock.
Let's not share the billing information between no. both websites. You have multiple logins.
Yeah.
Okay. God, sign me up.
So stupid.
Quickster.
So thank God for that. Yeah.
And then,
other movies?
Actually, a lot of TV shows. I finished up Boardwalk Empire season 2.
Okay.
That just finished last week.
Still haven't. I need to watch.
You need to check it out. Oh, yeah. I have HBO Go. I love it. Because I'm also, yeah, but. It was so... The last episode was fucking mind-blowing. Really good. Fantastic.
I keep forgetting I have HBO Go.
Yeah, you gotta check it out.
I need to utilize it.
And then I'm also going through all the Sopranos.
Yeah.
I'm on, like, season 4. 3 or 4. Near the end of season 3, going into season 4.
Yeah, I had big, big hopes and dreams for after finishing The Wire. I'm going to crank through The Sopranos. And then...
Well, yeah, look how long it took you to get through 5 seasons of The Wire. Imagine trying to get through 9 seasons of The Sopranos.
It just sounds like too much work.
But at least compared to, like, it's not like Netflix, though, when you had to wait for the DVDs. You could just watch them instantly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then there is, especially fucking The Wire, man, the DVDs... Were, I had
all of them were damaged.
The majority of them were all damaged, and
only be like 2 episodes or something.
And it would always be the last fucking episode of the season. Like I would have like one like just freeze on me.
Yeah,
like, are you kidding me? And then I'd have to bump it in my computer, and that would work. But then I got HBO Go. I'm like, I just have to finish this on the HBO Go. It's quality and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was watching it, I had to send back I think 4 or 5 different DVDs because they didn't play.
Like, even
on my computer, they wouldn't play. I mean, just the quality of stuff that you were getting was awful.
Luckily, my PS3 has really good...
good reader?
It has a really good reader, and I've there's been some pretty damaged discs that I've gotten through, but even for that, it was like, nope, can't read this, sorry.
But it's so funny, after watching that show, how many of those actors you see pop up in different things.
Yeah.
Especially even in HBO series, they pop up a lot. Okay. Yeah, like, I remember, I was even watching the show called How to Make It in America, and the freaking, from season 2, the guy, the the crazy son, who, like, pulls out his dick in the bar.
Yes.
That guy, like, shows up in the show, and now he's a character.
What's his name?
Ziggy.
Ziggy.
Yeah.
What a great character.
Yeah. He really, he made season 2 a lot more fun.
Even purposely writing an annoying character, it was
a really
well-realized character.
Yeah.
To the end there. God, what a good show. I realized how much... I really missed out having not watched any of The Wire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad nothing was ever ruined for me.
Yeah.
Yep.
Going back, and you pick up Wire references every fucking place you go, man.
Yeah, that's true.
It has become so ingrained with, like, pop culture.
And to think, that show never won an Emmy.
I know.
What?
That's crazy.
None of the actors, none for the writing.
What a shame. How did that ever happen?
Because the Emmys suck?
Yeah.
But I feel like... The Emmys are always so fucking... Like, every year it's like, oh, HBO won like 30 Emmys.
Yeah,
but, they get everything. The Wire was... Came around when, like, Sopranos were at its, like, super peak.
Yeah.
In early, mid-2000s.
Yeah.
What a bummer.
So,
okay.
I mean...
Yeah, because, yeah, Sopranos started in 99.
Right.
And The Wire started, in, like, in 2002.
Yeah, I think
maybe 2001.
It was, yeah, it was definitely after 9/11.
Because they ended, like, 2005, 2006, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just know that it started after 9/11, but
yeah.
None of those people ever won an Emmy.
Yeah, insane.
Omar coming.
Omar's coming.
Omar, and I love him in Boardwalk too.
He's in Boardwalk.
Yeah, he's a major character in the show, and he's
such
a badass in that show too.
Yeah,
yeah, you gotta check that show out, guys.
Omar's the best.
Anything else?
I just watched this random little documentary called, I can't remember if it's called The Trip or something, but it's about the guy who wrote One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. What's that guy's name?
John
Ken
Cuckoo.
Ken Kesey.
Yeah, Ken Kesey.
His acid trip across the country in a bus. It was just him, and they were called the Merry Pranksters. We're getting this psychedelic bus, drive all the way to New York City for the World's Fair, and drive back, and just experiencing America along the way. And it was mostly just like found footage and like some narration and what have you, but it was pretty cool. I mean, it was nice to actually learn a little bit more about Ken Kesey, because Cuckoo's Nest was a really good book.
Good movie.
Good movie, too. And at first, he didn't want there to be a movie. He didn't want a Cuckoo's Nest movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but he came around to it. He's like, oh, yeah, Jack's pretty good. That I can't think of anything else off the top of my head. If I remember anything, I'll remember.
I'd say it's the best book to movie adaptation I've ever seen.
Other than Harry Potter?
Yeah, Harry Potter's pretty, Harry Potter's pretty strong.
Harry Potter's pretty good, especially number 7 part 2.
So you haven't seen the last movie?
No, but go ahead. I don't care.
I don't even want to waste my energy on it. At the risk. Not at the risk of the guarantee of upsetting a couple people.
Yeah.
Well, fuck those people.
I've never read the books. I went through.
Did you go all the way?
Book 4. I've read all the way.
I've read all the
all
books.
All the way.
All the way.
Oh, yeah.
HP, man.
Yeah. Oh, dude. I went so deep into the HP. No,
so,
it is not a good trip.
This is not a slight against the story of Harry Potter or the books.
Let's get into it.
But as a movie, the last fucking Harry Potter movie was terrible.
Really?
In my opinion, as a movie itself, I don't care. I'm sick of every time someone's saying like, well, you should read the book or the book's much better. That's great. I believe you.
Yeah.
But it's even better to appreciate a movie as it is without having read the book.
Oh, of course.
It did nothing for me.
Yeah.
It did absolutely nothing for me. I felt it.
And,
yeah, I don't,
and,
yeah.
You know what's funny is I hated the last book.
You did. But did you like the last movie?
No.
Okay.
The way that they concluded that story was just like a literal sprint to the finish without caring about characters and stuff. In the book, they don't address how and why certain people die. He just comes back to the castle and is like, oh, there's 6 dead bodies of main characters. And it's like, oh.
It's like the opening of Law and Order. Oh, there's some dead bodies right over there.
Only it doesn't turn into a cop procedural. Which would have been awesome.
I think I would have enjoyed the movie much better. Anyway, it's old news. I don't want to get into it, but I'll just make that point.
Yeah, because I noticed, like, because I, like, with those movies, they definitely started bad, and then they got better and better the more darker they got. But then I noticed, like, I did see the part 1... And part 1 was so fucking boring. They're just stuck in the middle of the woods and like being all fucking emo.
What I heard was
that's the first half of the book is them being stuck in the woods and being emo.
But
I heard
fucking Twilight.
It did. I've heard even from the book's perspective, the first half it's a slow burn because it's just setting up everything.
Yeah.
But as a movie, I felt, you know what, they could have probably made, because the last movie wasn't that long. It was actually one of the shorter of the whole trilogy, of the series.
And actually, the book is probably one of the shorter books of, you know, the later ones. I mean, the first ones
are really short,
but compared to, you know, some of the middle ones, it's actually quite a bit shorter than the other ones.
Yeah,
I felt they really kind of glossed over a lot of probably important stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I won't get into it, but also really stupid ending.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah. Like the whole, like, what is it, like 15, 20 years later, and they just put like glasses, like they look exactly the fucking same, and they're trying to play them off like they're 20 years older and have kids.
Yeah.
It's like you just grew out your beard just slightly and you just put like a dress suit on Hermione.
Magic prevents aging.
It looks so fucking stupid, especially because they surrounded him by actual adults.
Adults, yeah. It's hilarious.
It was terrible.
It's not like they're gonna surround him by the, you know, the cast of kids that
it was. Yeah,
you know,
that would have been that would have made sense.
Yeah. But no, they go out and go get like real, like,
so
old
stupid
extras
and
stuff.
They put like a fake, they they put like a fake gut on like Ron, I think.
Really?
I didn't notice that.
Would be hilarious.
Oh my god, it just was weird. It'd
be funny if he was just balding.
Oh,
Hermione, pretty sexy.
Yeah.
Still,
I say goddamn.
I still wish. Great how the fiction went. I still wanted Hermione and Harry to
get together.
Get it on in the end.
I still don't see how Hermione and Ron make that work.
How did she find his annoyingness charming?
She's in the redheads. She can't help herself. She can't help herself. It's like a drug.
You know what? Because he probably put a spell over her.
He's magic. Not that smart.
Fuck you, sir.
Yeah. A little bit of polyjuice potion or whatever the fuck.
More like Ron juice.
Oh, yeah. And a little bit of this.
And a little bit of that. Red. It's probably red.
I made a jerk-off motion if you guys didn't see that.
Oh, they saw it.
Yeah.
They know you.
They know me too well.
Anything else, Chris?
What have you been playing?
Also, I just want to briefly mention, I think one of the last movies I saw in the theaters was when we went to go see The Immortals.
Yes, let's talk about Immortals.
That was such an awesome movie. Blatantly over the top and ridiculous.
So great.
But so good at the same time.
So self-aware at how stupid it is.
Yeah, and like I was surprised, like, because I remember reading the little thing on when I was looking up the movies on Flixster or mm-hmm. something to see what movie times are like. Oh, Mickey Rourke's in this movie. I'm like, oh, he's probably gonna be in the movie for 5 minutes. He's like in the whole movie, and it was
dude kicks ass,
and he fucking oh man, he's brutal.
It is a brutal, brutal movie.
Okay, yeah. So I've seen some like Red Band clips and stuff from it. I think. Maybe I missed it, but I thought the special effects looked terrible.
They are.
They are terrible. Okay. Yeah, this is not like a movie you take seriously.
No, I mean...
But the brutality of it's kind of lost on me because it looks so bad.
The thing that also made the movie better for us is we snuck beers into the movie. And so we were just one after the other.
We sat in your belly.
And we sat in the worst possible spot. We sat like at the second to front row. Because it was packed. Like, people were there to see The Immortals. 10:30
at night on, like, on a Saturday or something.
Yeah, and it was packed. And so, but we saw that, and it was ridiculous. And, like, the gods' costumes look so stupid.
Yeah, the costume design was so fucking
hard. It was basically, like, they were, like, wearing a pair of, like, gold, like, high shorts.
I saw that,
and, like,
too.
They wore stupid gold helmets.
And capes. And there was no texture to them. They were so clean looking, like a costume you would buy for Halloween, where you're
exactly.
Like...
Exactly. They went to Halloween, like, costume castle.
Yeah, they went to Halloween costume
and
castle.
And went and bought Greek god costumes. Yeah. That you're supposed to take
it
to raids.
It was terrible.
Yeah. Oh, and then...
But it's hilariously bad.
But, from what I've heard, I really want a good god movie.
Yeah.
I really want... How hard can it be to make a serious...
Greek god movie.
There's so much there.
I don't know.
Clash of the Titans.
Clash of the Titans.
Why is it so hard?
Yes, the original.
With the robot.
With the
owl.
Robot.
Oh, I need to go. I've seen. It's a great movie.
But also with the Immortals, I thought it was stupid, obviously. But there's this one part where they were fighting the Titans, and the Titans were like puny. Fine little creatures.
They look like wretches from Gears of War.
Yeah.
Is that the end? Like
they're fighting, and then
the girl gets stabbed. Is that the
scene? It's like where the gods start getting killed.
Because I've seen that whole scene. That's the scene I watched.
They all move around like wretches.
Those are the Titans.
Yeah. Those are the Titans.
And they're
Yeah, they're like
so
just
Titans.
Dumb. It's so dumb.
And like
Titans
obviously.
No,
and obviously
it's not Titans from God of War.
That's
which
what
are the
Titans
which are.
Are
Titans correct?
Yeah, which
huge.
Are like fucking mountains.
Yeah,
but like
they're planet sized beings.
Yeah, but like these ones, and like what I don't understand is the gods when they're up in Olympus are huge, and when they come down to Earth, they decide to go normal size against these guys.
Yep.
They can grow and crush them all with their hands.
Is it somehow that they? Themselves went to Titan size, but it looks like they're all human size.
No, because
there's humans with
because
them.
There's humans with them.
Yeah, like that's when the Titans show up, and the gods are like, "We got this. You guys gotta get out of here." And they're all the same size. Yeah.
So,
I mean, if they were smart, they could have like tried to scale it because it's all done on a green screen. There's no sets.
Yeah.
This movie was originally gonna have a PG-13 rating.
Thank God,
because there's if you see in the original trailer. They show bits of that scene.
Yeah.
No blood.
Yeah.
So it was a quick, easy edit, and that's why it looks even worse to me, was it was just a quick edit. They had two cuts of it where this could be a PG-13 movie.
Yeah.
Take out the blood, but then let's just tack it on and make it an R-rated movie. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just like Live Free or Die Hard got released as a PG-13 movie, but and when you watch it on DVD, it's a hard
I need to go back and watch that.
Yeah.
Because the...
Yeah, when you watch the unrated cut, they swear constantly.
Oh, and that pisses... Because I love Die Hard. I love all Die Hards. Even three. Yeah. I love three.
I just think... I love just Die think Hard. In the Live Free Die Hard, he's just become a superhero.
I don't care.
Yeah, and it's awesome.
I don't care.
He launches a cop car off of a toll booth into a helicopter. Yeah. And the guy shooting them in that's the helicopter great. Jumps off and lives.
Yeah. That's fucking great.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah. I have no problem with that.
No. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
But then again, I guess it definitely makes one a whole lot better.
Okay,
though.
But okay. Yeah, but what was the last time you actually went back and watched one though? Because I actually watched
it a couple of weeks ago because it's still streaming on Netflix.
Because you go back and look at that for the time okay. He's still pretty much a fucking superhero.
Well, I know, but at least like he was attacking it like as a mortal though, because he's just getting beat up throughout the whole fucking movie.
Remember when he straps the fucking fire hose on him and he jumps off the building?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a thing. That's a thing that happened in the first movie.
Yeah.
So, okay, if that happens in the first movie, setting the tone for the rest of the series, then I can believe him launching a cop car off into a helicopter.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
He jumps off a fucking building attached to a fire hose and not manage to snap his back in half? Chris.
But you say that like it can't happen.
But one has Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman.
Hello, I'm Alan Rickman.
Hans Gruber. Best fucking...
Eco-terrorist.
Oh my god, it's so good. It's so good.
So good. Yeah.
Or I just love the freaking guy, like the one, the guy who works there who tries to negotiate with him. He's like, Hans, booby, I'm your white knight.
The stereotypical Jewish...
Yeah. Jewish cocaine addict.
Stereotypical 80s guy.
Yeah.
He's got the beard, got the big thick beard, lots of hair, snorting coke, wearing a suit, lawyer.
And the boss... The Asian boss guy with the most obvious dub.
Yes!
Dubber boy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where we cannot have this guy sound Asian. He has to have a white voice.
Yeah.
We're going to dub this over. Hello.
There's someone over there.
Oh my goodness. How dare you?
Yeah. Oh, I love that movie.
It's a great movie.
So good.
Fantastic.
Good stuff.
Go revisit Live Free, Die Hard. It's great.
I need to see that.
So, I haven't really been in the holiday spirit, per se.
No.
So, because I haven't really had time to sit down and kind of, like, watch kind of Christmas movies or whatever. And I don't really have any on DVD, so my only source is Netflix. I fucking watched the Jim Carrey, A Christmas Carol, Robert Zemeckis movie. So bad. And another thing, super frightening for children. Like, this is... It sticks way closer to the story.
That's what I hear.
But it's, like, terrifying. Like, when he meets his ghostly partner, Marley, when he shows up to tell him that the ghosts are going to be showing up, like, at the stroke of one or whatever.
Right.
And he shows up, he's the ghostly figure with, like, the chains on and all that stuff. The reason he wears, a bandana around his head is that his jaw falls off. Yeah. And it comes off, and he's like, moving his, and like his teeth are flying out. And I'm like, this would be terrifying for children. I'm afraid.
Whoa. Have you read the Christmas Carol?
Yeah,
it's a.
I know
it's a dark book,
but I'm so used to the Muppet Christmas Carol, which is so much better. Michael Caine is such a better Caine.
He's a great Citizen Caine
for this movie.
The Citizen Caine of Christmas Carols.
Yeah, but he's such a better Scrooge, like. Jim Carrey plays all the ghosts too, and it's just it's too much Jim Carrey, and he just wasn't even that like Jim engaging. Carrey. Yeah, like he was just I don't know, like playing it straight, and I don't know, and then too goofy at times. I don't know. He just couldn't find.
He tried
a happy
to
medium.
Be Jim Carrey at times,
but then I don't like that motion capture animation. It's so creepy.
Yeah,
it's still like. Polar Express, which was another Zemeckis movie, is just
creepy. As fuck.
Yeah, they just have like dead eyes. Like,
what's that Uncanny Valley? It's so close to it, but then it starts looking insanely eerie.
I mean, which sucks because I fucking love Robert Zemeckis. Fucking Back to the Futures were really great, and then Roger Rabbit was such
Roger
a good
Rabbit
movie.
Quintessential.
I know, but like he likes to try out all the new technologies. I mean, even with Roger Rabbit, like, at least that worked, though. I mean, like, I don't know. That movie still amazes me. Like,
have any of you seen that recently?
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen it in a long time. I'm wondering if it holds up.
It holds up, and it's still, like...
Seen what?
Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, looking at it, like, especially because they're so... There obviously wasn't computers to do all this stuff.
It looks great.
It's, like... Just to think, like, how, like, they're able to interact with the humans and, like, lift stuff up and...
Yeah, all that cartoon stuff is hand-drawn.
Exactly. So it's like, God, like, that's just really great work. Mm-hmm. And it looks so much better because it is real. Like, or at least, like, they are interacting with real objects, so...
I wonder which side was done first. Did they animate...
I think they'd have to do the physical stuff, because then they'd have to know where... Yeah,
right,
how to,
okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Because that would be even way harder to do it the other
animation
way.
Always comes last, just like you do the voiceover and then you animate
right.
to it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You stupid Dan.
Go fuck yourself.
There, speaking of weird looking things, there's... I don't know if you guys have seen the trailer for this, but it's a movie, The Narrative of Victor Carlock.
Mm-mm. No.
So, it's an Elijah Wood movie.
Oh.
And there's... No, but listen... That you have to watch this thing. It's fucking eerie, and I don't know how I feel about the design of it. It's puppets. Okay. Like marionette puppets.
Oh.
You see the strings.
Uh-huh.
The mouths don't move, and you see the puppeteers in black behind it. So like watching an actual fourth wall breaking,
yeah.
Where the movie itself is the design of this, but you see the strings moving, you see the actual guys making the puppets, but it's a whole movie based around it.
Huh.
And this weird kind of weird horror-ific kind of spin on it of a kind of story. It's not very specific, it's just this teaser trailer.
Huh.
Very interesting.
Wow.
Concept. Elijah Wood's behind it. He's the main voice actor.
Is it gonna have a theatrical release?
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
it's coming out to theaters. Anyway.
I gotta see.
Yeah,
this,
you gotta see it for yourself. Yeah. Very interesting concept, but somehow you're like, this is really cool, but then you're like, this looks kind of cheap.
Yeah.
But on purpose, I don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting.
I mean, it that kind of stuff worked well with, you know, the South Park guys doing Team America, but it's
right.
If they're trying to do something serious or you know.
Yeah.
Artistically, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so...
It'll be interesting
how they approach it.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I think I've listed off, like, a bunch of stuff, but... video games? Last one that was, like, a newer release that I played was the Batman Arkham City.
Great game.
So good.
I think...
Enjoy that. Oh, I played it, like, 3 times. It was really good.
I played it twice.
Yeah.
Great game.
And I remember we talked about this earlier, Justin, but yeah, Catwoman was completely useless in the game.
Did not.
And the navigation was so awful with her. Trying to get around was so clunky, and it takes like 3 times as long to get across the city.
Because Batman is so good.
The zip line where you can do the quick zip, so it just from building to building, makes it a lot easier to navigate.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Does the Catwoman stuff help with the story?
No.
Not really.
Not in my opinion.
So can you skip those? If you buy it new and you download the stuff, is there an option to
turn it off or just skip it? I tried to do it. You can just not, you just don't download
just
it.
Just don't download it.
Yeah, and then it'll play without it. But like,
so suggestion from you guys is don't redeem Catwoman.
If you do stick with it, it ruins the ending of the game. Because post credits there's a sequence.
Oh.
And I played it immediately after the beginning of the game, left a bad taste in my mouth. Because it's a Catwoman sequence after you close off the whole Batman story, and the Catwoman sequence.
That might actually be a good idea. Maybe do play it, because you are going to want to play it again.
I haven't played it yet. No, I was just wondering how to best experience that. Should I just do it
just to see it. You put up with it. It's not bad. It puts a little... For the first... there's 4 sequences. The first 3 actually kind of coincide parallel to the Batman story.
They don't add anything, but they're just...
But it's kinda... like, oh, how did Catwoman get there
because
of this? That's kind of interesting. But the very last sequence... After you finish the game, credits roll, there's another Catwoman sequence, don't play it.
Totally ruined it.
Or at least wait, because...
Because the ending is so good.
The ending is fantastic.
Yeah.
And It's great. And still, Mark Hamill,
the Joker, best.
Fucking
such a good Joker.
Best. Oh, it's so good.
And I loved how they brought like more minor villains into the fray. Like also, I totally forgot about the Mad Hatter was such a really
that,
good villain.
That sequence
is so good.
Oh my god, the Mad Hatter sequence is so good.
Yeah.
Also, Penguin.
Penguin was really
great character.
Yeah.
Voiced by Nolan North.
Yeah.
The man, the legend.
Such a great Penguin.
Yeah.
I really like that. Mr. Freeze was a cool costume design.
Yeah,
really,
and that was Maurice LaMarche.
Really?
Yeah, it was. I could recognize his voice.
God damn.
Yeah, but he was a great character too. Yeah.
So I did the thing where what happened when the last one came out was going on Amazon and looking at buying the whole animated
Batman series. I want to buy it too.
I know, because it's...
How much is it?
Because it's all... I think it's split up in like 4 volumes... And they're like 20, 25, 30.
Yeah. So it's right around 100 for everything.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have like a just a giant box set.
They do, but I don't think it's available as much anymore.
Probably it's not that much cheaper.
Yeah. Anyway.
But yeah, that's
Batman's like good.
The best animated show.
Yeah.
One of my, I probably definitely top 3 best animated.
How do you feel about Batman Beyond?
Is that the one with the kid?
Yeah.
Like the Asian kid?
Yeah.
It's okay. Has some of the same kind of style to it, mm-hmm. but just, I don't know.
Yeah, it was good. I watched it, but
did he actually fight classic Batman villains, did they have their own spin on
like Batman being reinvented? They kind of brought back old like OG Batman villains, but all the other ones were new takes on Bane and Riddler and stuff.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever get to the... Because I heard like the Riddler segment, like where you actually fight Riddlers, like way locked away.
You have to collect every single Riddler.
I never, 400 of them. It takes
forever. But the Riddler character is great. Like,
yeah.
It's a shame it's locked behind all that.
I know. That sucks. Because I do want to fight him. Yeah. But that's kind
of a bummer.
And then characters like Bane show up, and then even smaller ones like Clayface shows up.
Really? I was kind of.
I liked Clayface.
I like the character, but it was kind of like you don't really need to be. It was used as a boss character.
Yeah.
At a certain sequence.
And then Ra's al Ghul.
Ra's al Ghul.
But they call him a different. Like,
Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah, Ra's al Ghul.
It's Ra's.
Ra's. But I always thought it was because I was going off the movie.
The Nolan film calls
was
it Ra's, but.
Ra's al Ghul.
Ra's, I forget the other pronunciation.
But yeah, he shows
different.
Up, and then his daughter shows up, because I didn't, and then apparently the Ra's daughter and Bruce have a romantic relationship,
and,
or at least they did.
And people looking at the new the Dark Knight Rises trailer are suspecting that
she'll show up.
She actually will have a role in it, one of the actresses, a small role.
Interesting.
Ra's al Ghul's daughter.
Nice.
But
it's so good.
Yeah,
such a good game.
I'll have to
Daniel.
Get on that.
Daniel Slade. I don't know what we've been talking about. Anything really?
What else?
What about the Humble Bundle?
I got the last two Humble Bundles. What was in Humble Bundle 4?
The one before this one.
Yeah.
Frozen Synapse.
I already had that. There was something in there.
Trine.
I know what was in there. Dungeons of Dreadmore.
Yes. It was the one that I had most of the games for.
Yeah, I mean, I had most of them too, but yeah. I got that one because I hadn't had that, and there were a couple others.
Even if
I ever get a PC again, I want to play Aquaria.
Yes.
Because that's one of the bummers about a lot of this stuff is there's a bunch of really good PC only stuff, and because I have a Mac, and I don't have Boot Camp because I don't have It's DRM, but I can't run it through Steam.
Well, no, it allows you to download the actual files, and you don't need Steam.
And still,
yes, yeah. This is the whole point of the Humble Bundle.
That's true.
Multiple platforms, DRM free. There's the option at the download page to redeem Steam code,
they'll give you the code.
The actual games. It'll put an icon on your Mac, and you can. That's the whole point. You can play any of them. You just don't get Steam updates. You boot it from the desktop on your Mac. Games.
Well, done and done.
Yeah. So we just solved all of Dan's problems.
Hooray!
Anything else, Daniel?
I bought a PS3.
Yay!
Finally broke down. Got
about
it.
About time. Your Xbox has been broken for how long?
Well over a year. Like I said, that was a Gen 1 Xbox.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went through two of those.
I'm surprised it lasted that
long.
Dude,
I made that thing last for a long time. Survived two Red Rings. Hey, children!
She took my phone.
Your bad phone. God
damn it. Keep talking. Go ahead. Sorry.
But, good. Yeah. What I'm doing now is going back playing some old PS3 exclusives. Nice. Just now finished MGS4. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it good? You like it? Crazy?
Fucking crazy.
Fucking crazy. Fucking yeah, crazy. That's what I hear.
It's... Okay. Japan needs to stop with the melodrama. For yeah, God's sakes.
You can't tell them to stop, Dan. Jesus that's like Christ. Their culture.
Characters that are like badass and aren't tortured. Inclined to break down.
Yeah.
Just fucking turn into bitches.
They're tortured, Dan. They're deep. They've got pain.
No, they're not.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I always hoped, and I bet you they'll never do it, like when they did with the Metal Gear 3. Was it 3? Yeah. Where they also put it on Xbox? Or no, that was 2.
That was 2.
They need to do that for this
game. They're not going
to. They did?
HD Collection. Yes, there's a Metal Gear Solid HD Collection.
Not for 4.
Not for 4. Right, I'm 3. Talking for 4.
Oh, no.
Because I already played 3, right. So. But
good job, Justin, trying to talk off mic.
Talking off mic while going to use the bath room.
Asshole.
God, because
yeah, there's some crazy stuff with interactive cinematics.
Yeah,
with you doing one thing, and they do it a couple times where they're splitting the screen, and you're in one part controlling Solid Snake. Or Old Snake, as they're calling him now.
Oldie Snake.
No, he's classic. He's
yeah.
got.
Yeah. He's distinguished.
He's distinguished, as they say in those Rogaine commercials.
Yeah. Touch of gray.
Touch of gray.
Anyways.
But there's these certain situations where they have a cutscene. Usually when this happens, there's like a cutscene with Raiden fighting somebody.
Yeah.
And Snake's on one side like fighting off giant robots or some shit. But there's, towards the end, it just gets, as every Metal Gear... Balls to the wall, crazy.
Ridiculous.
Once the game ends, you have to sit through close to an hour, probably over an hour.
Is it the wedding sequence?
That's part of it.
Oh.
Stop hitting the lamps.
Sorry. It scared me a little.
Justin just can't stop
touching
lamps.
There's a lamp right behind me.
A lamp.
I keep going.
But yeah, there's so much. God. And the wedding scene is the worst because it just drags on for... close to a half an hour.
Yeah.
But after that, there's probably another 30-minute cutscene worth of exposition. Exposition that just explains a ton of stuff.
God.
Wait, you're telling me that there's exposition that explains something?
There's exposition in a Metal Gear game!
Get the fuck out of here.
It's there.
Get out of
town. You have to sit through a bunch of bullshit, but it's there.
Wow.
Fucking exposition.
Yeah.
Professor Exposition.
Yeah.
But overall...
Overall, it's good.
Good.
It's good.
Do you think it was a fitting end to the tale?
It's probably not. It's not the end, but yeah,
with Metal Gear Rising Revengeance coming out.
That's the name of it.
Yeah,
that's a retarded.
It was
going to
be Metal Gear Solid Rising, but now they dropped the
Rising.
Solid.
Rising got canceled.
Yeah, Metal Gear Rising:
Revengeance.
Revengeance.
Apostrophe.
Question mark.
Period.
The movie.
Yeah. But you play as Raiden.
Yeah.
It's post 4.
Yeah.
So
you mean
it's story's not over.
It's dumb. It's dumb.
You mean what?
Is Raiden at least cooler in this one?
Yeah, he's a fucking badass.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
He's a badass. He's when he talks, he's annoying as fuck.
Yeah, he still
talks like a bitch.
I just love in 2 when the president grabs his dick. He's like, "Oh, you're a woman."
Yeah,
I mean, you're a man.
Yeah. Grabs his crotch. Says, "Oh, you're a man."
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I like how that was his test.
Yeah,
I always do that with everybody. Just want to make sure.
Oh, Scoopy.
Best way to figure out if they're male or female: grab their crotch.
Is that how you shake hands?
That's how you have certain presents.
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yep. That's what I do. Chris is drunk.
Chris is.
Anything else?
I've started playing through God of War 3. Entertaining.
I played the first hour of God of War 3. The game locked up on me. I restarted it. Locked up again.
Didn't play
and it. Sent it back to Gamefly. And I said, I'm good.
Did you rent it or buy it from him?
I rented it.
No.
Well, if you still want to play it, I have it.
I think I'm good.
You're good?
Because God of Wars was fine. This one was very gorgeous looking. Same thing. I'm like, I'm kind of good.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
Yeah.
Is this where you fight, you climb on the Titans and stuff?
Yeah, that's the first.
Pretty cool.
Opening. Yeah, it's a really cool sequence.
Kind of like, almost like Shadow in a way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very, very Shadow.
Yeah, very, very more scripted, obviously.
Yeah,
It's like a set piece more.
I know, but I'm just saying for that sequence.
Sure. That's one irritating thing about this game is when you get into platformy situations or, I mean, it's so much like Uncharted games. They're so scripted. And the camera, you can't control the camera at all.
Of course, yeah.
And when you try to do certain platform stuff, it's annoying as fuck trying to...
You can't gauge the jumps correctly.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't put you, in certain instances, they don't put you in positions where, where you'd like it. But
it's always bullshit when you can't control the camera.
Yeah.
Kratos has the thing or two about positions and liking it. You know what I mean. Is there a
behind closed doors?
Is there a sex minigame in this one?
I have not seen one yet.
Oh,
sure.
You know it's in there. I'm only about an hour or two.
No!
Red orbs. Scream.
Although I did gouge out the eyes of
you gouge out a lot of eyes. You cool. In the bedroom? Break off a lot of horns.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. Oh, a little bit of this.
A little bit of I got
a little bit of how's your father.
How do you do? Squeeze the eyes.
There's a lot of how's your father in this game.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Yeah. Also, Kratos has daddy issues.
Well, who doesn't have daddy issues?
Apparently, Zeus, not a good dad.
Is someone looking for the phone?
Someone is looking for the phone. That's what that beeping sound is.
Oh, I need to move out.
Just slide it under,
just throw slide it against it under the door.
Phone's in here.
Sorry. Oh, Daniel.
Dan is the worst son in the world.
Yeah.
Anything else, Dan?
No, Kratos is the worst son. He likes to kill.
Yes,
his dad.
He likes. Yeah. He likes to kill everyone.
No.
That's it.
I've been busy killing.
Brain cells.
brain cells and despots.
You know what I mean.
You know what I mean.
Get a little house your father. A little how do you do?
Sitting in the park with a sarsaparilla.
About nine.
We need to play that again. Yeah, that game is so good.
You don't know Jack. Such a great game.
Oh, fun.
Funny. Very funny.
Get some friends. Get some beers.
Very, very, good very,
times.
Very funny.
Good times.
Good times.
Good times. Good times.
Good times.
So what about you, Justin? What have you been doing?
So I watched a short movie.
Yes.
I don't watch short movies.
You're not a short movie fan.
Not, an independent short movie.
What, usually called shorts.
Usually called shorts.
Salute your shorts.
Shorty. As I
Shorty
like
watching
call.
Shorties?
Shorty.
Right.
It was called...
Can't remember
the name.
Because it's on my phone.
There's something strange about the Johnsons.
Okay.
So, this is about the strangest...
Johnsons.
The most bizarre thing I've watched in a while.
Okay. Since a Serbian film.
So, yeah. So it's a half hour long. It's short.
Sounds like an episode of TV.
Yes, one would think. But no.
But no.
So it portrays this African-American family. There's a son, a father, and the mother. And I don't want to ruin anything about it, but the setup is kind of this. You learn very, very soon. The... son, the plot of this is that the son sexually abuses his father.
What?
Whoa. Turning the tables?
Yeah.
And...
It's kind of this weird take on, sexual abuse and incest, but it's the son who was enamored with his father as a kid and then grows up and somewhere along the line sexually abuses and has sex with his father, and his father is unwilling and threatened by his son.
Wow.
How did you stumble upon this?
So so on screen.com, because they bust out trailers, there was one like, oh, watch this trailer. And the trailer's floating around. It starts off, you're hearing just like a sound like that.
Uh-oh.
You're like, oh, what am I watching? And it's a young kid in bed jerking off. And then his father comes in and he's like, oh, sorry. And he walks out the door and the kid stops. And then father knocks on the door and he's like, can I come in? Are you sure? I'm coming in. And he sits down. He's a young kid. It's like, it's okay. You know, it's nothing to be embarrassed about. The kid was looking at a photo when he was doing it. He was drinking or something.
Yeah.
So it's like, nothing to be worried about. It's like, do you know what taboo means? And it's like, we don't need this to become taboo. We don't need to worry about this. It's like, it's okay. And at the end, and it's, he goes to walk out the door, and the son says, I love you, Dad. And the dad says, I love you too, son. He shuts the door. And the kid puts his head back on the pillow and opens his hand, and the picture opens up, and it's a picture of his dad.
Oh, man.
And that's how the movie starts. And
it only goes downhill from there.
But, okay. But this film, there's something sinister about it. There's something inherently funny about it. It is extremely well acted. For a half hour, they don't explain anything. They just show you. And it's not... Okay, like, obviously, it's a very bizarre premise. Yeah. Not gonna lie.
Okay.
But you have to trust me and watch... You have to watch this. It's you can watch it on Vimeo. They have the whole thing there for free. You don't have to go... You don't have to buy it. You don't have to rent it anywhere. It's just out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well acted. Great script. It's concise. It's very bizarre, but I don't know.
Shit sounds fucked up.
It's extremely fucked up, but you kind of got to watch it. So that's what I watched. I don't know what compelled me to watch it. I saw that trailer
and
because they're putting quotes in between, the scene, you know, like,
and the trailer is what? Just that scene.
And then after that, I kind of watched, there's another trailer kind of splicing some stuff together. You're not really sure exactly what's going on. And I found that you could watch it, and I'm like, I have to watch this. Like, I can't not know what goes on. And there's something, okay, this is very, the most interesting thing about it was it's an all black cast. It's an African American family.
Mm-hmm.
All the characters are black. And there's a bunch of scenes with people, and it's mostly African American stuff.
Yeah.
But it is not an African American movie, because, like, as far as I could tell, it's an all white production crew and stuff. But it is the most racially neutral thing I've seen. It is extremely weird. It's kind of hard to explain this. It's an all black cast. But you're not watching this thinking that it sticks out as being something inherently African-American. You know, because I feel such a huge problem with cinema these days is you've got, you know, the white kind of crew.
Yeah.
And it's a white movie, or you got the black crew, and it's like the black movie.
It's either, you either got Tyler Perry or Adam Sandler.
Yeah, you've got that on the end, and then you've got, like, you know... You've got the Denzel Washington movies, and you've got, you know, then you got, this is kind of weird way, I don't want to sound racist, but if you watch film, you understand that there's separation.
Of course, yeah.
And especially, I think,
it's a different approach.
I think comedies and lighthearted action movies kind of ruin it of like, even you yourself are playing to a stereotype here.
Yeah.
You know? But this, watching it, it's not inherently, it's a racially... neutral movie. It's so bizarre. It's so bizarre to me. It could have been an all-white cast, but nothing about it stood out as... I don't know. It's hard to explain, but that stood out to me as being very interesting about it, too, because you don't see that very often. And it was great. I really recommend it. It's, yes, it's fucked up. But if you at all are interested in cinema, I'm serious.
I know.
And if you want nothing, to see nothing, a son, there's, I guarantee you, you've never seen anything like father. This.
I'm probably sure I haven't seen anything like this before.
Guarantee it. So, I watched that. So that was pretty cool.
And so watch that with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Or now your wife now. Or
watch that.
Fiance.
I think I actually I ate lunch while I watched it too, so that was fun.
Best turkey sandwich you ever had.
I was eating clam chowder.
There's a moment where I literally was, my mouth was open like, what? Like, what am I watching right now?
Yeah.
I hope no one comes in. Yeah. I swear.
And then your dad came in.
Yeah.
No!
And then he said, I love you, son.
He's like, you watched that too?
Oh my God, let's go out for dinner. Oh, thank God.
He slowly backs out of the room.
Jesus, yeah. Like I said, I can't really recall any other movies I've seen. I'm sure I've seen stuff.
Yeah, but then again, nothing good enough really for you to remember.
Yeah, nothing coming to mind.
Yeah.
I'm playing games. No need to go on forever about that. Skyrim's really good, obviously.
Yeah.
I
think you're the first person to like that game.
Yeah.
What is the Skyrim?
Scrim, as I call it.
Some indie game. Yeah. Some small.
It's made by two people, right?
I think.
It's two guys and a sound design.
At the least, yeah.
It's a sequel to Spyro.
Yeah, Skylander. We got Skyward Sword. We got Skylander. We've got Skyrim. We've got Skyline.
Oh yeah.
Skycast
with three skies.
Soar through the sky. Other than that, I don't know.
Yeah,
Christmas shopping. Oh, went to Vegas for our girlfriend anniversary. Proposed while in Vegas.
How'd that go?
Went well.
Obviously, it went well. Like, he's getting married now.
So lonely.
Well, now. No, he could have ditched her and then picked up, you know, a male ride or something.
Yeah, I didn't get proposed. I didn't get engaged to her.
Right. That's what I was getting at. Is you dumped candy. You dumped your girlfriend and picked up a fiance.
So what game I did play though? I'll talk about is slot machines.
What is slot machines?
Why do you play slots?
I don't know.
Like what? How much?
I got suckered.
They're not like penny slots, were they?
They were a mix of everything. The slots, Chris.
But well, which ones were you playing? Were you playing nickel slots?
Nickel slots.
All right.
Some quarter slots. Anyway, so
slots are a way to get. That's how
I am so good and tight with my money, all the time, and somehow when I go to Vegas, I know it's stupid. I know I'm gonna lose, but the bright lights.
You're like a fucking moth into the flame.
Yeah, I swear. I think there's actually a picture Cassie took of me where I was like,
what's that?
Like standing right in front of a slot machine, like eyes open, like you're looking like, at
it's
it,
making
like,
noises like, and it's bright.
I swear to God.
Well, I'm sure.
I know it works.
Oh yeah.
I know why it works.
Yeah.
And I'm admitting that I am.
Do you have a problem?
Only when I'm in Vegas.
I'm sure, like, the guys who design those things go to, like, behaviorists and be like, what attracts humans to these slot machine things?
Balls! Good thing it's lit on it.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you doing?
I know. Dan's like, George!
Justin tipped over his water, and I was trying to get him to pick it up.
Yeah, that would have been easier.
Yeah. But
I thought Dan was having a mild breakdown.
I was waving my arms in the round. Halfway through, I had a seizure.
Yeah.
Oh, Daniel.
I have a bad heart. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, well, I like to pull the levers and press the buttons and see the things spin and the lights flash.
I never
won.
Of course. But I think there's even ones now where you don't even pull the lever anymore.
I don't like that.
It's
like
at least you're doing something when you're doing this.
Pulling the lever.
The crank.
The lever is so much fun. Yeah, so I'm a sucker.
What about
you play video poker too, or are you just a sucker?
I like video blackjack. I like a little bit of video poker, but
you like to see the real spin.
Those lights, man.
What's your favorite machine? What's your favorite machine?
Okay, so this is the best. This is the best part of the whole trip.
Ooh,
because I didn't do well. I didn't go waste too much money. But I figured, for me, part of the reason you have to go to Vegas is you have to go out drinking.
Right.
You
like that?
Yeah. You spend a little money. You walk the strip. It's like stuff you can't do anywhere else that you can only
do. You walk the strip with your drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the best part. If you don't walk around with an open container. We had a flask in her clutch.
Right.
And we opened the
flask because on the street. You're a good human being. Right, yeah. You know how to do it right.
Yeah. So.
And then we go off the strip.
Oh boy. And then you get jumped.
And then the other thing I feel that I have to do in Vegas is gamble a little.
Oh, well, you can't go to Vegas and not
gamble a little. Right. Okay? That's the whole point. Anyway.
So the whole trip,
we were there like 3 days. You know, I had no luck. It was fine. I was okay with it.
Yeah.
Last, very, very, very last, right out the door, going to valet, the last thing of the trip, walk by a video roulette thing.
Yeah.
Machine. And I was like, I had $5 on me. I was like, you know what? I gotta do something. I want something. $5 on red. Okay?
Yeah.
$5 to red. She's like, all right, do it. Before that, she was like, you gotta stop doing this. Right. She was like, okay with it.
You're gonna use that $5 to get the valet.
We're not gonna be in Vegas for a long time. I'm gonna put $5 in. $5 on red.
Yeah.
All right, $5 on red. Hit the spin button. Spins the ball on the electronic machine.
Makes going.
Double zero green.
Oh my god.
Fucking double zero green. God damn it.
Oh my god. That's so funny.
And I cursed and I said, are you kidding me?
To the gods of Vegas.
Of all the things.
A pox on thee.
And I had a 50-50 chance or 49-49 chance. Either fucking black or red. And it landed on the fucking double zero. You kidding me?
Jeez.
So that I was like, all right, that was Vegas.
Yeah, I know. You're like, hands up. I'm good.
I'm good.
You do like the blackjack dealer thing. I'm out.
Yeah. Like, but also then we kind of laughed. It's like, all right, if I had at least $5, at least I didn't lose $5 to black. Because then it would be like, I'd be like, so close.
I don't know. I think double zero is even worse. Man. Yeah. You're like, what the fuck are the odds?
And then I'm like, if I actually put $5 on double zero green, the amount of money I would have won. That's Vegas for you. That's gambling. But now I'm good. Now I'm back to being stingy.
What would you get like for if you land on double zero?
Oh, man, what's the payout? If you, I it might be 45-1.
45-1.
If you bet,
ask me anything about roulette.
What's the best number?
13.
What
bullshit?
Just
a hush just fell over the room. Yeah. My dog is trying to break in.
Scoped the room out. Said no. Backing away.
I said, no, I don't want to deal with these jokers.
No,
my dog hates us.
Your dog likes
blackjack. She's not a roulette dog.
It's because she's black.
Whoa!
What? My dog's black.
No, that's...
Dog what, that she likes blackjack?
That's racist.
That's dog. Yeah. Oh, okay. That's dog racist. That's
dogist.
Anyway,
that's specious. So.
That was Vegas. Yeah. Man, I don't like Vegas. I spent too much money in Vegas.
I've never been to Vegas.
It sounds like you had a
but it was
glowing,
fun, glowing
review
engaged.
Of Vegas.
Yeah, no, but it was a great trip.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you've now decided to spend the rest of your life with a...
Yes. With a thing.
With a thing. So you're engaged to a Japanese body pillow?
Yes.
I've never been to Vegas.
You've never been to Vegas?
Not once.
We have to change that.
Fuck.
We now have reason to go back to Vegas.
That's where we're going to have my bachelor party.
I like how the groom
gonna be
is determining.
A great first experience. So.
Chris is going to go crazy.
I'm going to go.
Oh my god, we're
nuts.
It'll be my bachelor party, but we're going to lose Chris.
We're going to lose Chris.
We're going to.
It's going to be the real hangover.
Yeah.
Right, guys. Right.
Except when Dan gets punched by Mike Tyson, he'll actually die.
Yeah.
That will actually happen. I assure you that will not be that he will not survive.
Yeah.
I guarantee that.
Yeah, he will die.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, a wedding and a funeral.
I'm excited. Same day.
Same day.
Same day, same service.
Same day.
Well, we are gathered here today to marry these two people and to
for this joyous
friends.
And horrible occasion.
So sad.
To join these people together for the rest of their life and bury their friends.
Oh god.
That's funny.
Yeah. So funny. I, you know.
Good.
Media cast holiday edition.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Did you guys get your shopping done?
Yeah. I thank God for Amazon Prime.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yep.
Got it done.
I ordered everything Friday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Were there significant deals?
No, I'm just saying. I just waited till the last minute.
Oh, I think you meant like you did it on Black Friday.
Oh, no. I did it last Friday.
Okay.
All my Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
I bought stuff over holiday, but I bought it for myself.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I did get my I got my mom a new point and shoot camera because theirs is not working.
And, she can't listen to this.
Oh, she doesn't listen to this. She doesn't even know what a podcast is.
She thinks it's a pot of whales.
I tell her I a pot. anyway, but I bought, like, I got a $120 camera for $60 on Friday. It was a lightning deal. I lucked out. I was like, I just got to buy a point and shoot. Cool. Don't really care brand or anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, half off. I'll do that.
Cool. Sweet.
And I don't know, man. Christmas, it's like,
it's kind of more. Do you find yourself now
caring less and less every
year? Yes, but exponentially more so.
Yep.
Last year was like, I'm in the spirit, but you know, whatever, I'm getting older. I can understand this going away. This year, it's like nothing.
Yeah. You know what? Nothing. Ever since I've worked retail, I now hate.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Hate Christmas. Yeah.
Christmas music can suck my dick.
Yeah.
It's so awful. I don't care how good your Christmas song is.
Well, yeah.
Don't bring it near
especially
me.
Especially at the, because they always, like, the classic ones are okay, like, when you go with, like, Bing Crosby or Nat King Cole. Those ones are always classic, but they always play horrible renditions and covers that are by, they're so awful.
Also, worst song of Christmas, Little Drummer Boy.
I
hate that song.
Pretty bad.
I hate that one.
I think it's worst song.
And I hate 12 Days of Christmas because it's so fucking long.
Yeah, just go through it once.
But I like the idea.
I like the idea of it, but it's just like, once you know, when you hear that song, start, like, I'm going to be here Jesus. For a while.
It's like it's like starting a round of 99 bottles of beer on the wall. You're like, oh my God.
God.
I am counting this.
And the
down.
Worst version of it is when I was still working retails, they played a Sesame Street version.
Oh no.
Oh God.
Yep.
God.
Yep.
That's
on
bad.
The 12th day of Christmas.
I got cookies.
I got cookies.
And the hiders are tickle me.
I got tickle me elbows. Available now.
Buy our toys.
What was that, Elmo?
I'm gonna kill you.
Oh, geez.
Oh, boy.
Jeez Louise, fellas.
But yeah, I did Amazon, too. It's nice. And Prime's great. I think I'm gonna pay for the regular service. Because I start using it a lot now.
Yeah, Prime stuff.
Yeah, when you need socks, Prime that shit.
Prime it. Boom. Mm-hmm. How much is it a year? Like, $70 or something?
It was 70 to 80, but... I got a renewal on my free student year, and it said, hey, why don't you get another year for like $30 on us?
Oh, you can do it? So the student's even discounted one? Mine's a student.
Is it running up soon? How much longer do you
have? I got till February.
Wait until you're like days out of it,
yeah.
And you'll probably get an email saying, hey, if you want to renew, we'll give you a deal.
Oh, absolutely. Because
mine's technically a student one.
Yeah.
Even though it's the same exact membership, you just get it for
cheap. Don't tell them!
Sweet. Yeah. That's awesome. I'm definitely doing it. Yeah.
There's a possibility it won't work, but just wait. They're like, hey, we noticed your thing's going to
run out. Yeah, because I did click the non-automatic renewal. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Automatic renewals.
They do the 70 thing in the yeah.
No, thank you.
Nobody knows.
No, thank you.
Oh. Fucking hell.
Fucking hell, I am. So, 2011, the year of...
Our Lord.
The year of our Lord.
20 Hell-11s coming to an end.
The year of Hell-11. Dubstep. The year of deaths of evil people.
Yeah.
Again, you are welcome, people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, cool. I think we're done.
Way to kill it, Chris.
No movie news.
Movie news. I can't read on paper. My name is Chris.
Shut up.
So, anyone? Okay, so the incredibly loud and incredibly close movie. You know what I'm talking about?
What are you talking about?
It's a movie, incredibly loud and incredibly close. It's the Sandra Bullock and Tom Hanks movie, and the Twin Towers explode.
What?
You have seen any of this?
No.
It's coming out.
Okay.
So.
What? Tom Hanks dies in the World Trade Center.
Oh, yeah!
And he sends the kid like a treasure hunt.
Yeah! Okay. What the fuck, man?
Am I right? Like, 2011, guys, like, let's bust this shit out now. It's time.
Yeah.
Let's make a Twin Towers Oscar bait
God, movie. Yeah.
That's terrible.
That was so
also, every unnecessary. Time, also, every time I hear that movie name, I think of the Edge and
yeah.
Jack Black.
It might oh, yeah. I think it might get loud.
Incredibly oh, loud and incredibly cool, close.
You mean Jack,
Jack White?
White?
Jack White.
Jack Black.
Oh, God.
There he's a different one. Color.
So I guarantee you, like, a year from now, someone will, well, not that you go to Blockbuster anymore.
What's Blockbuster?
Some mom will come home, like, oh, give me that Jack White movie, and then brings home accidentally World Trade Center buildings. Yeah.
That's something my mom would do.
Get the two names confused.
No, but the mom is asking for the Jack White movie?
No!
She's a huge Edge and Jack White fan.
The kid sends his mom, says, oh. Mom, while you're at the grocery store, because you shop for groceries, Mom.
Yeah, you shop for groceries.
Pick me up the red box.
Hit up the red box.
Of that
it
that
might get
movie,
loud.
It might get loud. And then she comes home and Tom Hanks
and
dies.
He's like, oh, well, I might as well watch this. It's better than no movie.
Better than no movie. Oh, God, what happened?
Wow. That's just...
And then the kid, because he's young, he finishes it. He says, man, that would suck if that actually happened.
And then he goes to school the next day and has
what?
His class.
Oh, my God.
God. That's such a cheap move to do that. To get...
Okay. American-made movie. Anyway.
No.
Not for this show.
No.
But there's a... yeah.
You looking forward to anything coming out?
There's a movie to sneak a flask into.
Oh, God.
And laugh inappropriately?
Jeez, dude.
He just died.
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, God.
Boy, I'm depressed now.
I know.
Especially because it's Tom Hanks, because he's such a nice guy. And I love him.
But he's probably going to be in a lot of flashbacks. So
of course.
See enough of
it's like him, like, setting up the thing.
The thing.
The thing. The treasure map.
Wilson!
Wait, what? So why does he set up the thing? Like, to...
I don't know.
Like, he left a message for him or something?
I don't know, Chris. Watch the movie,
and
okay?
You
watch the movie. I will watch the World Trade Center movie instead.
With Nicolas Cage?
Nicky Cage.
Yeah, well...
saving lives.
God damn it.
At least this one waited, like, 10 years to come out.
But still.
That one came out, like, the year after, didn't
I
it?
I know, that one was pretty fucked up. Yeah. It's like, come on, man. Did it go against United 93? I think those kind of came out around the same time.
Yeah.
Still never saw that.
Oh, dude. When I saw...
When
I saw United 93, there was... a woman talking in the corner on her cell phone and laughing through half of the movie.
Oh, that bitch.
I got so mad.
That's not cool.
Yeah, man.
Well,
fuck that cunt.
Come on.
At least we got a Sama, right, guys?
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
America.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yes. Damn it. You son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch. I gotta say one more thing that's really, 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 really
fucked
stupid.
Up.
The new, there's a new Sacha Baron Cohen movie.
Is it?
The Dictator, it's called.
We talked about this in a previous one. I just re-listened. It was on episode 4.5. It's a remake of Great Dictator, the Charlie Chaplin movie.
No, but this...
But it's a modern spin.
No, but this is wildly, offensively, retardedly stupid.
Yeah.
Not funny. It's supposed to be like a funny thing. And
was
Megan
funny?
Fox, there's a joke where he plays like he says, oh, what the fuck? Like, that's a joke.
Wow.
Like,
seems a little dated.
And then, yeah, that's dated. And then there's a scene where he sleeps with Megan Fox and pays her with, like, jewels and stuff. And she's like, what is this, a rupee? What am I, a Kardashian? And he says, no, my dear, you are way less hairy. And then I said,
Kardashian
nope.
And an Armenian joke.
Skip.
Also, speaking of Kardashians, Three Stooges movie.
What does that have to do with Kardashians?
So, remember when that was supposed to be Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Sean Penn, yeah. And Benicio del Toro?
Now it's a bunch of TV guys.
Wait, is that a real thing? Benicio del Toro?
Benicio del Toro.
Benicio. I was forgetting his name. Also,
Benicio.
Like, hey, two unnamed Italian guys and Will Sasso.
Oh, yeah. Well, I like Will Sasso.
But it looks really stupid. Kardashians are in it.
What?
Oh, God.
Yep. He pokes, like... Pokes her in the eyes.
Pokes her in the boobs.
Yep.
Poke, poke, poke! Right in the
and
booty.
And he calls her Snook.
Really?
Not even, yeah.
Is it like a...
Oh, wait, why did I say Kardashian? Snooki. I can't keep any of those people straight.
They're all the same creature.
Yeah. Okay, so never mind. So it's Snooki.
But it's like... Wait, so they're modern day... Yeah. It's Three Stooges?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
So they're wearing tight jeans. They're all hipsters.
Hipster painters.
Wearing ironic t-shirts.
And
ironic mustaches.
There's a scene where a crab goes into one of their pants, and it chomps his wiener, and he goes, ah!
Does he do cross-eyed, too?
Boy! So, see that opening night.
I will. Is that a Christmas Day opening?
I hope so. I hope to God.
Merry Christmas to me.
Yay. I'm drunk. Three Stooges. Are funny.
I look forward to both of those films.
Yeah, so, that's it. Mm. Yeah.
We're donezo.
Yep.
We'll see you on the next edition of Christmas Cast. Nope, not going to call it Christmas. Why can't we call it Christmas Cast, guys?
No, we're...
Kwanzaa Cast? Is that off the tongue better?
Kwanzaa Chinooka Cast.
One, two, three, Media Cast! Christmas Cast.